I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 21st, 2017 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye is absent. Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. Frye is absent, notified us, and is excused. Six members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome you to our council meeting. I believe you're all students here from Notre Dame Academy. And you're very welcome here. If you have questions as we go through the meeting, feel free to raise your hand. I already talked to your first representative. She has all the inside story. I already signed her form.
So she can leave?
No. I actually made note of her name, so she couldn't.
A Notre Dame student would never do that, Mary.
So you're quite welcome. If you didn't find them already, there are agendas on the two side tables. That can be evidence that you made it here tonight, along with our signatures later. This time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, led this meeting by Mr. Hanem.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Come to additions to the agenda. I have no additions, but I would like to note that Agenda Item 14 is a committee of the whole executive session where we are discussing the sale of real estate. We will have to empty the council room at that time, and we don't expect to take any action on it when we come back into session, so there'll be nothing to report on anyway. So you're sorry, you'll have to leave at that time. Mrs. Westfall, any additions?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda Item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on February the 6th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the February 6th, 2017 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the February 6th, 2017 meeting minutes be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda Item 5 is a change order. I believe it's a final change order for the 2016 sanitary sewer lining project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is change order number one on the project. When bids were put together, we anticipated that all of the sanitary sewer was going to be the 8-inch and 12-inch diameter pipe. And when we got into a section on Garden Park, it was discovered that it was 10-inch. Therefore, we didn't have a bid item for 10-inch pipe. So we had to create that in order to be able to pay the contractor properly. So that this change order covers that. At the end of the project, we'll have a final change order. And we're obviously adding this footage to the 10-inch quantity. We want to install that quantity on the 8 and 12, so it'll be a net of about $5,500 in conditions in the contract. But until we do that final change order.
So this, we should anticipate a final change order then, in addition to this one.
That's correct.
And I noticed that even though you're going from some 10-inch, from some 8-inch to 10-inch and from some 12-inch to 8-inch, it's a big add in this one because there's 419 lineal feet of the increased size. And only 44 feet of the decreased
right.
size.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the customers are a little more money. Just in liner costs, labor costs were the same. They didn't miss anything on that. It was just the material cost itself. So
we've had a few issues of inconveniences to our residents over that. I assume that's all under control now. And
yes.
Haven't heard anything recently.
No. We had a couple issues during the cleaning operation, and then an issue. When the lining project was complete, we did some additional work for one of our customers, and any, they were having odor issues coming back into their place of business. We did some additional work, and that has been resolved. We have, they haven't experienced any signs.
All right. This is a net increase in this one of $15,279, but we are looking for a final change order, which may take away about $10,000 of that. We do have ordinance 11-2017. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 11-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one to this city's agreement with Instuform Technologies USA LLC for the 2016 sanitary sewer lining project, which reflects the actual work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $15,279, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 11-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 11-2017.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 11-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 11-2017 is approved. Now, there's so many of you here, I'm going to take a minute to explain what I did to your first representative, unless you've spread the word already.
You should
tell again. Okay. Our charter requires all ordinances and resolutions to be read in their entirety, and this was actually a fairly short one. It's only a page and a half. But to be read in its entirety three times. And that's so the public had a chance to review it. But now that we have wide availability of copy machines and you can review these items online, we are allowed to have a motion that waives the second and third readings and allows to read by title only, which speeds things along a great deal. We can also have a second motion which allows things to be passed now as an emergency in one night rather than three consecutive meetings, and with a majority of five council members rather than a simple majority of four, that business can take place in one night. And most business is done that way. It's non-controversial. These are this one had to do with some sewer lining in older parts of town, and so it went along very quickly. We have another one coming up that's a sewer inspection project. You can listen to the motions on that one. I'll be going to Mr. Mishka again for that one because he is the chairman of our utilities committee. And I go to the chairman of the committee that the ordinance is about. Council has eight standing committees. We're only going to hit maybe three or four of them tonight. But with council's permission, I'd like to go around the table, let them introduce you and tell you what their committees are.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm Doug Hanum, and I'm chair of the Annexation and Zoning Committee.
I'm Katie Capolini, and I'm in the chair of the Parks and Forestry Committee.
I'm Jason Mishka. I'm chair of the Utilities and Environment Committee.
I'm Mary Westphal. As president of council, I'm chair of two committees. That's Finance Committee and Safety Committee.
I'm Sandy Hussman, and I'm chair of Buildings and Grounds.
And I'm Mark Lutke. I'm chair of the Human Resources and Community Relations Committee.
And we do have one absent committee member tonight. That's Mark Fry. He would be chairman of our Streets Committee. Council members are permitted to miss meetings. Obviously, you need that opportunity. He's out of town at a conference tonight. However, if you miss three consecutive meetings and you're not excused, you are subject to removal from council. I've never had that happen, but it is in the charter that that can happen. All right, with that, we'll resume our agenda. We're up to agenda item six. This is the trunk sanitary sewer inspection project, and we have a report from the service director on this one, Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Much of our sanitary sewer system was constructed back in the late 70s, early 80s, when we made the connection to the Lucas County wastewater treatment system. that's that time, other than short sections here and there, depending on if there were, you know, some problems or concerns, that system really hasn't been looked at. As you can imagine, it's not like a street where you're driving along the street and you can check the condition. You know, some of the sewer is buried 30-35 feet deep, and it's just not something that you get into very often. With our camera system, we inspect all of the smaller diameter sewers, 15 inches and smaller. We're able to utilize our own camera system and be able to check the condition and make sure that things are right with that. In those larger sizes, though, it is required to bring in an outside consultant that has larger equipment. Through these sizes, he'll use track cameras on some of it. He may use a floating system where it sits basically in a inflatable boat, if you will, and the system is put down the sewer. And you may use some large tire systems. It will depend on that 42-inch size, just what the flow is at the time that we're doing that project. What we're proposing is that we do a full condition inspection of that pipe, not only taking a videotape of it and be able to see if there's anything wrong with the pipe, but also use a laser system within the pipe that will tell us if there's any corrosion on, within the pipe, where we may have some soft spots or some rebar showing. We'll also be utilizing sonar in the larger diameter parts of the system that will basically shoot sonar down through the bottom and will tell us if we have any sediment deposits or anything of that nature. This pipe is formed pretty full all of the time, so those are items that you can't see. But with the laser and the sonar, it enables us to obtain that information and see if there are any sections that perhaps we have bellies. The pipe could be out of ground when it was installed in the ground, but over the course of the past almost 40 years, it may have been compressed, if you will, and become H-shaped. So this equipment will give us all that kind of information. It'll tell us if we have any sections that we need to go in and make some repairs. Can we do it from the inside? Do we have to excavate? All of that kind of information. Similar work with the Lucas County Sanitary Engineers Office before I came to the city. And this company did that work. As a result of that work, when the McCord Road underpass was put in on McCord Road down by Springfield High School, there was about $1.2 million worth of repair work that was done to the sanitary sewer, which is directly beneath that new underpass.
Not much cover on it anymore, huh?
No. That project went from having about 28 feet of cover over the sewer to having about 3.5 feet of cover over the sewer. Obviously, you don't want a sewer that's only 3.5 feet deep breaking that long yet. If you see, news stories where cars or trucks have fallen into sewers, it's just a fact where the entities just haven't gotten into those sewers and taken a look at them. It could very, very slowly be eroding away, and nobody know it until finally that cavity breaks loose and then you have a major issue. So those are the things we'll be taking a look at. I would recommend moving forward with the project. Red Zone Robotics does these projects all over the country. They provide us with a pretty thorough report. They also provide us with a management system that we'll be able to utilize for future videotapes that we do ourselves. We'll be able to put right into the software and utilize that into the future. We'll be able to use it for our work orders to assign work to our sewer crews and things of that nature. So I believe it would be a worthwhile project. It was part of our 2017 budget, and I would recommend it to you.
Is this a bid what you expected, or is it lower, or how?
It's actually a little lower. We took a look at The 15-inch, we initially were thinking about doing the 15-inch because we're able to videotape those sections, but we were thinking about doing the laser project along with it. The sonar isn't very effective in the 15-inch because the pipe becomes so small that it's just not real effective. But we were thinking about doing the laser. We decided to back that 15-inch out and stick with our videotape. We're going to go into sections that we may be concerned about and do some scrape tests and see if the pipe is still in a good solid condition or if we do have some erosion. This is what we anticipated for the 18 to 42. We initially had with that 15-inch there, we were thinking about a two-year project, about $200,000 each year. We removed the 15-inch, and this project ended up being $195,970. So it is what I would anticipate, and with the information that we have, it'll be useful for you.
And just to follow up, Mr. Hainan, with that, I ran the numbers on it. It's about 7.5 miles of pipe. And that works out to $26,000 a mile.
Yes.
So that's a pretty expensive project. I certainly don't want to have anything to do with it. But they're doing more than just scoping the pipe. They're going to take a look and analyze it, take a look at the condition of the pipe, check its roundness, check its strength. So those are important ones. You may have seen pictures over the weekend of some washouts in Los Angeles with cars and an ambulance falling into a big hole. Those are caused by washouts. Those were stormwater washouts, but it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We don't want to have that happen.
So you'll have a digital record of that video so you can go back and look at it and see?
Yes, with the work that we're doing in our GIS system, we have all of that sanitary sewer system in, and we have it in section by section, manhole to manhole. So we'll be able to tie this video into our GIS system and be able to go to Tamworth.
Right.
Actually, we won't be on Tamworth because it's smaller diameter, but we'll be able to go to a larger diameter sewer.
Sylvania Avenue,
there you go. We'll be able to go to Sylvania Avenue, click on that section, and we'll be able to see the conditions, see if there's any areas of concern, and be able to call it up.
And Kathy, how would you have done this 10 years ago when you didn't have the technology, or would you not be able to see that?
The smaller diameters would have been, you know, the anything less than 36 inches would have been pretty difficult. You videotape it, and you hope that you see something in that videotape that calls something out to you.
So this is way beyond what you've been able to do. Have you done anything at this level with the technology in the past, or is this the first time you've gotten
This will be the first time that I've done it with the city. When I was with the county, we did that project. We did their whole trunk, which is basically 42 inch where we connect to them, and then it goes on up to 90 inch. And we did this same technology. And what that laser enables you to do, even with the videotape, the pipe may look perfectly fine, but it's actually, when I talk about scrape tests, if you take your hand along the top of the pipe, because of the hydrogen sulfides, it eats away at the concrete, and that concrete becomes just like paste. So it's there, but it's really not providing any structural strength anymore.
Right.
And so you're down to rebar, and that's what the laser system will tell you as it's going through.
The density of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you arrange for the chairman of the utility committee to have a on-site crawl-through inspection?
I'll pass on that. But I would love to see the report when you're done.
So, Kevin, how many of our communities? I mean, are we all doing this now, or where are we in this?
Yeah, I think everybody's starting to look towards it. Obviously, the county had already done it. I know that Maumee is looking at doing it. A lot of the communities, like your smaller communities, Waterville and White House, the pipe sizes just aren't sufficient that it makes some sense for them. But your larger communities are starting to do this. Toledo has done it in some portions of their system where they can't get men into them. I've also used divers for the larger diameter. And in fact, the 90-inch, even Red Zone, when they put their camera system through, we still had to put a diver into the 90-inch just to be able to get some better information. So those larger diameters are, you can imagine the camera system that we needed to be able to rotate that all, so. But it's something that's becoming more and more. Videotaping has been around, you know, for a long time now, and most communities, it used to be you had to contract that service out. Now, most communities are, you know, if they don't already own one, they're moving in that direction to own one, just because you can use it at a moment's notice. But this more advanced with the laser profiling and the sonar to establish your sediment, that's a little more advanced. Not many communities are there yet, but if you take a look at some of the information that they provided, your larger communities are there, your big communities, your Toledo's, your Columbus's, and things like that.
So can we anticipate 2018 having repairs as a result of this study?
I have my fingers crossed that the answer is no, Mr. Hanen, but I don't know.
And then how often do you have to redo this?
I would anticipate it's really kind of based on what information we find. If uh-huh. we find that our corrosion is minimal, then we'll probably stretch that out. But if we find that some of our areas have some high corrosion, we'll probably shorten that span down and get into just those sections in a shorter term. We won't have to do the whole thing again, but it'll enable us to kind of concentrate the areas of concern and then decide what we're going to do with those areas.
This is kind of a new frontier for us. So.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. It's the fear for a service director, it's the fear of the unknown. And it's below ground and unknown at this stage.
Or for those of us who have to do budgets, yeah.
All right, we do have Ordinance 12-2017. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 12-2017. All members of Council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Red Zone Robotics Incorporated to provide professional services for the system-wide large diameter sanitary sewer inspection services, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $195,750, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance 12-2017 be read by title only and the second and third reading to be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 12-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 12-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 12-2017 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 7. There's a report in your council packet about action taken by the Municipal Planning Commission last Wednesday at their regularly scheduled meeting at 5:30, recommending to you the change of the special use permit at the library property across from City Hall. The public hearing date for this has already been set as March 20th at 7 p.m. and no action is needed at this time. I'd also like to report that the Board of Architectural Review also approved the materials and the appearance of the building additions as well. Mr. Hayden, any comments you'd like to make?
No, we have a hearing scheduled for the 20th. I was just trying to, that's a short, yeah, we have it at 7 o'clock, so. That's great. I don't have anything to add.
All right. The library is going to be at, the library management is going to be here at that public hearing, and I believe we'll be bringing a new rendering of the library edition as well for public viewing. They are publicizing that meeting as well as a public meeting for their users, not just for city council issues. So I don't know what that means attendance-wise.
Do we have enough, have we allocated enough time for that group?
We'll just run into the council meeting as necessary. I'm sure the library won't be looking for a longer meeting, no.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay. no action needed at this time. I don't think we want to change that hearing. The ad was in the paper last week.
Yeah, no, we don't want to change it.
And it was like three columns long. I think that's something we've got to change. State law apparently requires the full legal description of the parcel. When we did Sylvania Country Club, it was a long ad. There are four parcels across the street, and they're all irregular parcels. And I believe the clerk told me it was $1,400, $1,600.
Over $1,600.
Which is paid for by the applicant. But it seems like we ought to be able to just use parcel numbers and avoid that. Something that you can think of. We've got the law director working on it as well. Okay. I'd like to move on to...
Put that new representative to board.
I'd like to move on to agenda item 8. This is proposed ordinance 13-2017, and this is to enter an agreement with the Board of Commissioners of Lucas County to address common pleas provision of pretrial supervision services for city defendants. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is, as the ordinance says, this is our agreement with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners to provide pretrial supervision services for city defendants only. This doesn't apply to anyone charged under any other code other than our Sylvania Municipal Code. And what this contract does is if someone is released on OR bond, they provide monitoring of that person until their court date, give them reminders.
OR meeting.
Owner cognizance. They don't have to post a bond. They just get out promising the judge that they'll come back for their court times. Sometimes that works. So that is this agreement. It's $1.24 a day. I apologize. The court's annual report is not done yet, so I could not get the numbers for last year to see what the total was that we paid. It's not an increase over our last year's contract, and money is provided in the budget for this pretrial supervision. And I would recommend its approval.
Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 13-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an agreement with the Board of Commissioners of Lucas County, Ohio, addressing the common pleas provision of pretrial supervision services for city defendants, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 13-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 13-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 13-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 13-2017 is approved. Agenda item 9 is a new contract for us. You may have read a few weeks ago the city of Maumee entered into a contract with the Sheriff of Wood County for housing of their city prisoners. We are proposing to do the same because of a much lower cost. Transportation is not any more difficult here than to Stryker, Ohio, and this is, I think, to our advantage. Mrs. Brining.
That's correct. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This ordinance is authorizes an agreement with Wood County for the use of the Wood County Justice Center for any city prisoners. We previously contracted with Lucas County for the use of CCNO. In working through our negotiations with them, they indicated that we would have to reserve one bed per day, which would cost the city $25,000 a year. Last year, we weren't required to reserve a bed every day. So that means we pay for that bed for that day, whether there's a city prisoner in that bed or not. Last year, we weren't required to pay for reserve a bed. We just had to pay for it as we used it, and we paid $4,500 to Lucas County. That would have been an increase, obviously, $20,000. So we reached out to Wood County in conjunction with Maumee and received a rate of $65 a day without the requirement that we reserve a bed, just that it's available on an as-needed basis. Last year, there were four four offenders that were housed under our Sylvania Municipal Code violations for a total of 56 days. So it's not something that we'll be needing to utilize on a consistent basis, so I would recommend its approval.
Let's ask a question. How are the facilities in Wood County? I mean, do they meet all the requirements and standards and so on that Stryker does?
Yep, that's correct. They meet all the federal requirements that they're required to. And the sheriff in Wood County, they have more than enough space. Space isn't going to be an issue for any prisoners that we have.
This building was constructed with three cells right underneath the center.
I've visited those, yes.
You may have toured those in the past. I was locked in one for a while. They step in there, councilman, and have a look, and they clanked it behind me. But we had to close those down because we could not meet the state's requirements, mostly for supervision. Chief, you may know more about that, but they required 24/7 supervision and access to medical care all that time, and that's where we just couldn't.
You know, and I'm mindful that the Lucas County Jail is under court order all the time for various infractions, so I just want to make sure that it wasn't a situation like that.
I will, I have asked Leslie before how much these services cost us, and for the three items, 8, 9, and 11, the two jails and the pretrial supervision, we have that budgeted for $25,000 total for all three of those. And then item 10, we have budgeted for $5,000. And so, this is not the item. I mean, these are all items that are mandated by the court, and this is not a place where there's much opportunity for savings.
Right. And, no, and I give you credit for finding a lower cost vendor, actually.
Well, and one that doesn't violate the judge's order. I mean, this actually has the potential to do some good for Lucas County because they have bed limits on the Lucas County.
Okay. We do have Ordinance 14-2017. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 14-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an agreement with the Board of Commissioners of Wood County, Ohio, the Sheriff of Wood County, Ohio, for the use of the Wood County Justice Center for the housing of city prisoners, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 14-2017 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 14-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 14-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 14-2017 is approved. Agenda item 10 is Ordinance 15-2017, and this is to enter in an agreement with the Board of Commissioners of Lucas County regarding the use of the Lucas County Work Release Program. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an agreement regarding the use of work release. This is a new agreement. Previously, we've contracted with Lucas County to use CCNO's work release program. Last year there were 31 defendants that took advantage of that program through our court, and this is the difference between this contract and the other three that are on your agenda tonight. Is this is court specific rather than city defendant specific. This does have a requirement that any defendants wanting to participate in the program have to meet the Lucas County requirements, and it's administered by the county and they collect the fees and everything. The defendants have to pay to participate in the program. If they lose their job, they're terminated from the program and they have to either serve their days or, and if it's not a city code defendant, then we're not responsible for paying for that jail time. So it's a one-year agreement, and the judge would like to see if he would get more participation in work release using Lucas County versus CCNO, so I would recommend its approval.
Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 15-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement with the Board of Commissioners of Lucas County, Ohio regarding use of the Lucas County Work Release Program, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 15-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 15-2017.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 15-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 15-2017 is approved. We'll now move on to the second page of our agenda. We're up to agenda item 11. This is proposed ordinance 16-2017, and this is to enter an agreement with Lucas County Commissioners for the use of the Lucas County Correction Center for city prisoners. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This agreement is for city prisoners, again, only those charged with a picked up on a warrant for a violation of a city SM Sylvania Municipal Code violation. And this is for just pretrial detention. If somebody can't post bond in there, they have to be held until their court dates. The city will be charged $164.40 a day. I would recommend its approval.
A lot more per diem than Wood County. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 16-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement with the Board of Commissioners of Lucas County, Ohio for the use of the Lucas County Correction Center for city prisoners, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 16-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 16-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 16-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 16-2017 is approved. All right, that moves us out of our ordinances and resolutions. We're into committee reports, agenda item 12. Mr. Lukey, you had an Employee and Community Relations Committee meeting held this evening.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, the committee met this evening at 7 o'clock to review the policy it has been using for the last 6 to 8 years in making appointments to its boards and commissions under the code. We've had a process by which we have an open solicitation of interest if there is an open seat. And so individuals who are interested in an open seat would apply. We'd have a paper review and then a interview of a smaller number of folks. However, that process has been that once those individuals are appointed, we simply reappoint them in subsequent terms. And the question on the table was whether that's a good policy or whether we may want to revise the policy. And the general discussion was around the notion that it probably was a little bit better government from the standpoint of getting new individuals interested in these various appointments, younger individuals interested in these appointments, if we opened up the process at some point. Mr. Mishka suggested that perhaps we appoint people for a term and then do not solicit interest for a second term, basically just make a reappointment. But for the third term, if their individuals are still interested, we would also open that appointment up to public notification, take solicitations of interest through a review process. Council would have the right to reappoint if there was nobody that was more qualified to step forward, but we could also reserve the right to appoint new individuals if we felt that there was a better candidate. We also thought that this was an opportunity to create a little bit of citizen participation communication by posting on the city's website a list of the appointments that we make, who fills them, when the reappointments will be made, talk a little bit there about the application process. Ms. Capellini made that recommendation. We want to incorporate that in the process as well, and also make a comprehensive list of the boards that council actually appoints to. So since that's really a committee process, it doesn't require any specific legislation other than perhaps a resolution from council. So we'll be working with the law director to develop an actual written policy that we can review with the committee members and then bring to council for a resolution at some future point.
Thank you, Mr. Lukey. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none, are there any referrals to council committees that you'd like to make? Hearing none, that gets us to the end of our council agenda, with the exception of the committee of the whole executive session for the purpose of discussing real estate sale or sale of real estate. We do not expect any action as a result of the executive session tonight. This is an informational session. Is there a motion to go into committee of the whole executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capellini?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0. We are going to committee the whole executive session, and we're going to need to ask you to leave council chamber. You are welcome to stay in the lobby and come back in, but there'll be no report made. There'll be no further business. So we'll take a few minutes. You can come up and get your form signed if you need to, and ask any questions when you're up here. We appreciate you being here this evening.
That's a motion.
Second. Second. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Mrs. Capellini?
Yes.
4-6-0. We go out of executive session. Bill, you check the lobby. All right. We are back in open session of City Council. We have returned from committee of the whole executive session, where only the sale of real estate was discussed. There is no action to be taken in open council at this time as a result of the public hearing for the executive session. We are at the end of our agenda, and I ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting on Monday, March 6th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you.